Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Sister Faye. I had to re-record my message. Let him lead. Coming from Proverbs 11, verse 2, it reads, when pride comes, then comes dishonor. But with the humble is wisdom. Do you realize that it was pride that caused Satan's fall from heaven? God had given him a beautiful continence and had created him to lead worship. But this wasn't good enough for the enemy. Instead of exalting the Lord, Satan wanted to be the one he told. Instead of submitting to God's authority, he wanted to rule. And because of it, the enemy lost everything. The same is true for us. Every act of sin is an act of rebellion against God, and it all comes from our desire to lead and not follow. The enemy tempts us to question God's goodness and authority, suggesting we'll not receive all that should be ours, thinking we know better than the Lord. We depart from his path, seeking our exaltation and forgetting how much God has blessed us. This is why pride is such a destructive force. It leads us away from true fulfillment to personal ruin and deep loneliness. However, you can prevent pride from controlling your life. Ask God to reveal to you any areas of arrogance in your life and humble yourself before him by letting him lead you. Then worship the Lord because certainly he will lift you up. James 4:10. Amen. Those are words of encouragement for April the 23rd, 2024. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we repent of our prideful ways and submit to your leadership. You are the only God worthy of our worship and praise. And we continue to walk in your word and praise you each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Have a blessed and wonderful Wednesday. Tell someone about the goodness of God. Let God lead you. Do not let sin creep in your way in anything that you have to do. Let God lead you. Amen. I'm Sister Faye. I have another word of encouragement for you on Friday. I know the Lord carries me. I know the Lord, he will bless you. May your spirit be high, and may your faith be strong. Let God be your lead. Holy Spirit, hear me. Let your will be done. And may God bless you and keep you always. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have a blessed and wonderful day.